Alright, so hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Weird Podcast. My name is Kevin, and for today, I am going to be talking about some of my dating failures. So, with me now, currently, I am still very, very, very single. So, obviously, the dates that I've been on haven't worked out. I think with one of them I've been on a second date, but for the rest it's only been one time and clearly they work out. In a way, I would say, no, never mind. I was gonna say it was a mutual understanding, but no, I think some of us ended up blocking each other or unmatching or something like that. But before we get started, I do want to say that I think I'm gonna start recording these podcasts in my closet at like 1:30 in the morning. I don't know why. I think every time I try to record an episode or, you know, even like talk to people, it's always so hard during the day just because I have so many things to do in terms of like schoolwork, or when I'm not even working, a lot of my receptionists need to contact me, and, you know, it's kind of like a disruption in a sense where like I don't want to like be in the middle of recording and then I get a call and then I lose my train of thought. So at least at this time, I know no one is awake and no one is gonna text me or call me, typically, unless it's like an emergency on their end. But yeah, so I think I'm gonna start doing these in my closet, because again, the sound here is a little better, plus no one can hear me, I don't think, so at least it makes it easier for me to kind of talk without feeling like worried, you know. But yeah, so that's something I think I'm gonna start incorporating, and that's that. Moving on to the Selena fact for today, there's a good one. I'm recording this the day after my birthday one, so it's only been a day in terms of a Selena news, but out of nowhere, there's a rumor going around that Selena and Chris Evans are dating. I don't think it's true. They were spotted, I guess, in the same area, leaving the same area. So maybe, to me, I think if that's true, I think it's more work-related, because I believe they're doing something in terms of work. But again, I could be wrong. Another fact, too, is today is actually, what was it? It's the, I think, 6 years since Revival came out. Revival actually is one of my favorite albums. I think it's so close with Rare. With Revival, it just has so many great singles. You have Same Old Love, Good For You, Hands To Myself, which is I think my second all-time favorite song. So yeah, I think, oh, it's amazing that again, it's been 6 years, like time flies. I remember when that came out when I was when I was a sophomore in high school. So you can imagine when I first listened to it, I was like, wow, like this is a new sound, this is different, especially her coming off from like Disney and releasing Stars Dance, which to me wasn't the best album obviously she's released. So having that transition was so interesting and so great and refreshing, especially from her. And I think at that point was when everyone started taking her seriously as a musician, you know, rather than just like a Disney star who just came out and now is doing music. So it's honestly really great, so I'm excited for what's to come. I believe she was gonna release a single like towards the end of the year, I think, or like during like early fall-ish. Not early fall, like I guess end of October, November. But due to Adele releasing a new single next week and then possibly a new album in November, there have been a lot of artists pushing their albums back or pushing them forward. Like Taylor Swift, who pushed the album forward. I know Silk Sonic decided to release their album in November as well. I believe they said they were going to do towards the end of the year or even the beginning of next year. But I guess with Adele again being a very strong powerhouse in the industry, you know, she's not going to like be a one-time, like 1 week chart topper and then like fall off, you know. I think especially since it's been, I think, 6 years since her last album, or any singles that she's released, you know, she's gonna have a lot of like longevity, I feel like, especially with a new album. Like that is gonna be number one, I promise you, for at least like 2 months straight. Like it's gonna sell, and she's probably gonna break so many records. But yeah, that's our Selena fact of the day. And so now moving forward with the dates. So as of now, just talking about my current like status, obviously I said I'm single. I haven't been dating actually at all, I think for about a year now. I've been pretty busy, and I think I'm just trying to focus on myself and make sure that I'm confident in myself first before I want to like, you know, put myself out there. I think the only reason why I started dating when I came down to South Florida was because, you know, I didn't know anyone where I am living now at that time. So it was really hard for me to make friends. And so, you know, I thought, why not? Like, let me go on dates. Let's see what can happen. And, you know, I think at that time too, I was still kind of new to the dating apps. So, you know, I think it was just like a new experience for me overall. New dating app, you know, putting myself out there, meeting new people, especially like strangers online, you know. So it was a little scary, but I think it was a good kind of opportunity for me to branch out and, you know, put myself out there. But yeah, so like let's talk about what we're gonna call him. What's a good name? I'm trying to think of something that's so random. Okay, let's say Bob. So Bob and I met through Bumble, and I think he was the first date I've ever been on, and I was so nervous. So yeah, we met on Bumble. I remember when I was training at my other job, you know, we were texting back and forth. I think it's been like a week of us talking, and yeah, I think we were talking, and I think at the beginning we weren't hitting it off. Like, we're just kind of talking small talk just to say something. And I think towards, again, like the fourth, fifth day was when we started to feel comfortable with each other. We started talking a little bit more, you know, flirtatiously in a sense. And I remember being at work, and he's like, yeah, like we should go get some coffee sometime. And I'm here like, well, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know. And me being stupid, oh my God, I wasn't thinking. I guess because I was busy at work, but still, I was like, no, I don't drink coffee. Then he's like, okay, well, do you want to like go grab some dinner or lunch? So I was like, oh yeah, lunch. Or I said, dinner sounds great. You know, it's like, what days are you free? And then, you know, we were finding a date or a time in the day. And yeah, even at that moment, he's like, okay, like, let's meet at, would this day work for you? And so yeah, it's like, okay, we can go ahead. And, you know, I think it was like a week later. So I was like, okay, we'll set it for this day. And, you know, I was very excited. Again, I've never been on a date, or even preparing for it made me very nervous. And, yeah, so days go by, you know, we're still talking. I think at that point too, we were FaceTiming, or video chatting. I have an Android, but we were like using the Snapchat video call feature, and then we were talking. And, again, it was a little awkward, you know, kind of like talking and seeing each other, you know, over the phone. Especially with Bob's personality over the phone, he was very, I would say, blunt, or very like, not blunt, he wasn't open. So he was very straightforward. He didn't have that many emotions. So, you know, especially for me, I'm the person who likes to show off all my emotions. So when he's like kind of doing the opposite, it was really hard for me to kind of connect with him. But I tried really hard not to overthink it, just because, again, this is over the phone. I've never met him like in person, and I don't know how he really acts. So, oh my God, sorry, I feel so out of breath. Oh my God, I swear, this closet, I need to like add in ventilation or something, because damn. But yeah, so basically, yeah, we're talking and video chatting, and, you know, again, not having the best connection. But I was like, it is what it is. And I remember the day of the date, it comes by, and I'm getting ready, I'm looking good, I'm telling my parents, all right, I'm gonna be out, I'm telling my mom, like, yeah, I'm going on a date. She just says, don't do anything crazy, and I obviously tell her I'm not going to. And we go to one of my favorite sushi restaurants, not near my house, but that I really like. It's about a 20-minute drive. And yeah, so I remember getting ready, and then I'm actually on the way. So again, just having, even before going on this date, I've been trying to go on these dating apps, and honestly, especially in the gay community, it's very difficult. I think people, especially like gay guys or bi, whatever, like a lot of people on the dating apps have all these expectations of how you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to be. You know, like if you fit into this mold, then you'll get all these matches. Or if you act a certain way, look a certain way, you know, like you will be more, like a lot of people will like you more in a sense, or like find you more attractive. And so it's been really hard because, you know, just because of one thing, or even because I'm Asian, they're like, yeah, like you're cute or this and that, but I'm not into Asians, or, you know, you're cute, but you're not my type. Or even they would continue talking to you for like a week and they're like, actually, I don't feel like talking anymore. So it's always been very like I feel like it's like in a way ghosting you, and in a way, not really ghosting, but along that realm. And it's made things really difficult for me, or I get very scared because I'm afraid of rejection. I hate rejection, you know. And so it, you know, like especially if you don't just tell me honestly in a sense, like, you know, or like if you know your intentions are that you don't want to talk to me, or you don't find, like if you don't want to date, then, you know, why bother starting the conversation? You know, why wait a whole week and then, you know, either unmatch me or, you know, just tell me like, yeah, I'm not your type, or things like that. So it's very irritating. So going into this, like I was just like thinking about everything, like what if he cancels, or what if he doesn't show up, what if he's not even like real, I'm talking to like an AI, like I just, it's all these different emotions that you're feeling. And you know, it's like, and I already told like a lot of people like, hey, I'm gonna be out, like I'm gonna do my thing. And so, you know, it's very nerve-wracking. Yes. So yeah, I remember driving, I'm on the turnpike, and I get a text, and he's telling me that, or Bob is telling me that his car broke down. And I am like freaking out because I'm like halfway there on the turnpike, and I'm like, damn, like do I turn around, do I not turn around? And he tells me, you know, it's like, hey, like sending videos, like yeah, my car is breaking or broke down, my parents are on the way, they're coming to help me fix it. I'll see if I can make it or not. And again, hearing that from someone who's like basically a hopeless romantic, you know, it makes me pissed. Like I am sad and I am upset, and I'm like, well, I'm almost here, you know, I'm still driving, and you know, it's sad that you're telling me this. You know, I understand that you have to, you know, do your thing, but I just told him like, well, I'm gonna be in the air anyway, so if you can make it, you know, that'll be great. If you can, you know, I totally understand, maybe we can reschedule. And you know, it breaks my heart just because it's like I got ready, and it's like I understand things happen, but for him to tell me last minute too, which again, I know it wasn't his fault, but again, on my end, it just makes me feel sad because it's like, wow, like it's like all these dating apps where they want to like ghost you or not talk to you or do things last or tell you things last minute. It's like this is like in person. So it kind of hurt. I remember driving to the mall that was actually really close by, and just in the parking lot, I call my friends and I'm like wanting to cry because I'm here like, what do? I go home, I'm already dressed, I look nice, I already told my parents I'm going out, like what do I do? You know, do I just sit in the car and cry? And you know, again, at that moment, like I was this close to tearing up because it's like, why does this happen to me? I remember telling my friend, like, you know, like what do I do to deserve this? Like, you know, I'm a very nice person, I'm very honest, like with everyone I talk to, especially on these dating apps. I want to make sure that like I know what I'm looking for and they know what they're looking for, and I try to make things very clear and a very, you know, again, straightforward while being understanding. So it just annoyed me that like this has to happen to me. So yeah, I just again remember sitting there, and I was this close to going to the mall. So again, I was parked in the parking lot of the mall, but I turned off my car. I remember like getting out, stepping out, and then I get a call or a text. I forgot, but I remember him telling me that, oh, I'm on the way, like I can make it, just give me about like 15 minutes. You know, I was able to fix, you know, his issues. So it makes me really happy, and I just remember being so ecstatic. Because, you know, again, like after all the complaining and praying and crying or mentally crying, like maybe it worked out, you know, maybe the prayers or someone from above heard me and was like, damn, like stop being so desperate, fine, we'll fix this car, you know, and magic happened or something. But yeah, and so I wait in the car then instead of going to the mall, and then yeah, I drive to the restaurant and I'm waiting at the front, and I remember looking at my phone, just staring at it and waiting, you know, for him. So it's just, I think I was going on Twitter or something. And then, you know, through my peripherals, I see like shoes, you know, in front of me. And so I remember looking up, and it's him, and he's tall, you know. I'm like, whoa. And he's like, hi, I made it. And I was like, oh, hi. He's pretty cute. And I just remember feeling super nervous, because again, I think at that time too in my life, even though it's only been like, I think at that time it was like 2 years, I still wasn't as confident as I am now, especially with strangers, you know, especially being on like, again, first day, I've never met someone online, you know, so it was very scary, and, you know, I was very vulnerable. But I remember going to the restaurant, and I guess he was like, I think 2-3 years older than me. Oh no, I think he was like 4 years. Yeah, 4 years older. So, you know, again, him being a little bit older, he had more experience in a sense, you know, so he was more comfortable with himself. So I remember sitting there just shaking, and like my legs were shaking. I remember being super nervous. And again, when we were ordering, oh my God, like I'm a big eater. Like I can eat like at a buffet, like 5 plates, no problem. And I can still have room for dessert and like drink some water to like, you know, flush it down. But I remember that day I was like, you know what, just give me like a sushi roll. Simple as that. And then he was like, you know what, look, let's get an appetizer. He ordered his own sushi roll. He ordered like a soup and like a pad thai. And I was like, holy shit, there's like 5-6 dishes here. And I'm like, whoa. And yeah, and the thing is, like, I couldn't eat. I remember in that moment, like, my stomach was so clenched. Like, I tried eating, but I was just so nervous. And he's just sitting there enjoying his time. And I'm like, wow, like, how are you so comfortable? Like, we just met, and you just seem like as if we've known each other for like so many years. So it was a crazy moment, because again, I've never had that moment where I just couldn't eat, especially when I was hungry. But I guess with everything happening, all the emotions, it's just kind of like my stomach just cannot take it now. I ate here and there, but I truly had like maybe like 3 bites of sushi, a little bit of soup. But yeah, in terms of that, the date was great. You know, he was a very touchy person. And I didn't mind that. It was like 50 Shades of Grey, but very safe in a way. So I know it sounds very weird, but I remember him too, even like under the table, like he would just like caress my leg, like touch my thigh, like not in like a crazy sexual way, but just to show that he's like affectionate, that he's like he's, you know, like as if a boyfriend would. I feel like I wouldn't mind that if we were like dating, you know. But for my first like dinner date with him, it caught me off guard, because if you imagine, I'm already so nervous, and he's just there talking, and we're just talking, and then out of nowhere he just grabs his hand and then just kind of like, you know, like caresses my leg, and then like holds my hand at the dinner table. He wasn't afraid to be affectionate, you know, even towards this our server. I forgot her name. I think it was like Ashley or something, but she was super sweet. And yeah, I just remember too, like, she's just walking by, he's just, again, like, he didn't care, he would just hold my hand, caress my hand, and caress my leg, and, you know, put his leg, he would wrap his leg around my leg, and I felt at that point, I was slowly getting comfortable, but it was something I did enjoy, because it just showed that, like, he is willing to be himself, and he's okay with it. For me, I still wasn't there yet, but I definitely appreciate that he is showing me that he cares in a sense, or that, you know, that he's comfortable. Again, to me, maybe it was a little bit too forward, especially like just meeting, but obviously I didn't say no, and I was fine with it. It wasn't anything bad. It was flirty, and, you know, it was sweet, I think. But yeah, we've had a good first date, and I would say, you know, in terms of like, yeah, talking and things like that. And I remember too, like he told the server after he paid for dinner, which was nice. He was like, you know, you made our first date very enjoyable, so thank you for that. And so, you know, she said, you know, good luck to you guys. And I remember going into the car, and then in the car we were you know, like just talking about our day, just talking about all these things. He was letting off a lot of his emotions on the first date, which again still caught me off guard too, because we were having such a good conversation, and then out of nowhere he just got very sad. You know, he was like, I'm very lonely. And it's like, whoa, you know, that threw me kind of off guard too, because I was like, okay, you know, like, I'm sorry to hear that. But, you know, it was like we were just having a good moment, and we're talking about like so many good things, and it just like switched up. I think for me too, especially since I was a little bit younger, and, you know, legal age, of course, but like, since I still wasn't like confident with myself or really used to being around people like that, you know, I felt bad because I felt like he was just being honest with himself, but I couldn't at that time understand. To me, it was just him being too emotional and being a little too forward, especially on the first date. You know, we're having such a good time, and then out of nowhere, he like pours in, like almost like if he wanted to cry, which is like, yeah, I'm lonely, and you know, things like that. And so it kind of like, you know, made me feel a little uncomfortable. But I feel like that's kind of normal, especially like for me going on my first date. And again, like being in the first date in general, you know, like I feel like to throw that card is very, it's very overwhelming for the other person, especially for me, you know. So that's what happened. But again, overall, it was a good date. The thing where it kind of like took a turn was during our, I guess, second and a half date. So I think us two, again, it's just learning about boundaries at this point. So for our second date, we went to the movies. We watched, was it Happy Birthday? The one where like the girl dies over and over. We were watching Happy Birthday 2. But before that, we went to the mall to grab a little bit of something because, you know, the movie theater or our movie time wasn't, it wasn't time yet. But I remember too, like, again, still getting comfortable with myself. But he was at that point a little bit too touchy for me, and I think I try to make it clear. But even like going, like we're walking to the mall and he's trying to hold my hand, and you know, I didn't mind at the dinner table because, you know, it's like just us and there weren't that many people. But you know, when we're walking around the mall and you want to hold my hand, I just didn't feel comfortable because, you know, I felt like I wasn't ready yet, you know. And you know, the people who are around us too, I didn't feel comfortable because I don't know if, you know, they are homophobic or, you know, because again, it's good to be yourself, but to me, it's always good to be careful, because right now, not everyone will accept who other people are for themselves. So for me, it's also good to have that boundary because I don't want anything to happen to me, you know, just because I do want to hold hands with someone. You know, I don't want there to be any issues, physical altercation. So I try to make it clear with him, you know, like, I'm not ready yet, or, you know, here and there. And I could tell he was a little bit flustered because he just wants to, you know, show his affection. But, you know, again, like I told him, like, you are the first person I've going on a date with, you know, and I'm still a little bit new to this. You know, I want to take this a little bit slower. And so for him, I just don't think he understood that. And so for him, it's just like, no, like we are dating, and so you should understand that, like, as like boyfriends, in a sense. I feel like that's what he was interpreting, that like we should show these affectionate type things, you know, which I understand. But in that sense, it was it's too much for me, and I wish he understood that. But going into the movie theater, I didn't again mind holding his hand because, you know, we're in a movie theater, you know, it's dark and no one really is paying attention to you, obviously. So that was fine. And then, you know, after the movie, again, we talked, and you know, that was okay too. But again, it was me telling him to, after, like, you know, I don't mind doing this like at this time, but you know, let me adjust to it, and let me, you know, let me, with time I will get there, but just please respect that. And I think he didn't understand that, and so we kind of went back and forth a little bit, kind of arguing. And so that's kind of where I think the red flags, or just our beliefs, didn't align. And so I think after that, we we haven't gone on a third date yet, but we're talking, and I think we're already like having these little arguments about stuff. And to me, it's kind of ridiculous because it's like, you know, we've only been on two dates and I've only known you for like 2.5-3 weeks, and we're already arguing as if we're like a couple. So it kind of annoyed me a little bit, but I just obviously went ahead and decided to go on a third date. We were gonna go eat at a Korean barbecue, and I had everything set. But I think the 2 days before, I remember one of my family members, she was going through a very hard like heartbreak. I guess like they were breaking up. I remember being on the phone with her, and like she's like crying and, you know, like screaming at her boyfriend, and you know, they were like breaking up, quote unquote, at the time, even though they got back together after. But you know, at that moment, you know, for me, who was family, like I'm very family oriented, so since she was going through a lot and she really needed me there, I said, you know what, I don't mind canceling my date and, you know, taking the day off to go see you, because I know right now you're really hurting and you really need me. And so I want to be there for you so we can kind of like not think about it and just like have a girl's day, just have fun, go out to eat, maybe go get a drink, you know, something along those lines. So I told Bob that, you know, like, hey, I do have to reschedule. I'm very sorry. It's just as of right now, she's going through a lot and I just think she really needs me. And then he had the audacity to tell me like, well, how old is she? And I'm like, well, she's my age. And he's like, well, then, you know, she could handle her own issues. No, I said, I understand she can, but right now I think she needs me because she's been crying a lot. She's been going through it. And, you know, I just, as a cousin, I don't want a family member of mine to just go through that alone. So even though she could go through it alone, I don't think she wants to. You know, when I told her that I wanted to hang out with her, she was so up for it. She was 100%, you know, on it. And again, I feel like, again, like as a cousin, I need to do that. And so that's something where he just honestly couldn't understand. He was so upset telling me that, like, well, if she's old enough, like, you know, you shouldn't like have to go down there, like, you know, things like that. And so we were arguing and it got me kind of upset because it's like, I wish you could understand like what I have to go through, you know, like it's not all about him, Bob. And so, you know, he didn't understand that and he was just like, no, like we're dating. And so like, you can't just do that last minute, you know, but it's like, listen, it's a day, I think 2 days, you know, and I'm telling you as soon as I can, but I'm going to have to reschedule maybe for another day. Again, it won't be long, but maybe like we'll postpone it for like another like 4 days just because I have work too after. So that's why I was telling him like maybe about 4 to 5 days. And I remember him being upset and just like, fine, it is what it is, whatever. And then he hangs up and, you know, again, this is only my second time meeting him. Second date, and then like 3 and a half weeks into this. So, you know, it gets me kind of annoying because like, I don't know you as well yet and you're already getting upset over something like this, you know? And I think it was kind of, I don't know, it was just, I guess, a miscommunication. But after that, you know, even after a little like rough patch, I called him and it was a little awkward. We tried talking, but I forgot what happened. I know he was talking about going to Colorado at one point, but it just ended up us arguing again. So at that point, I'm like, okay, you know, I told him to like, it's only been what, 3 and a half weeks. And the fact that we've argued more than I feel like a normal couple would in like a year or two is kind of ridiculous. And so, you know, he's telling me like, no, we're like, we're dating, you know, and things like that. And you should respect like our relationship. And I'm like, dude, I understand, like, we're not dating, we're going on dates, you know, but you're not my boyfriend. And, you know, I just want you to understand, like, I will make time for you, but if I have an emergency or have things that I need to take care of, like, you have to respect that. And again, it's just this back and forth. And I do feel bad because, again, as I said, like, it's a miscommunication. He's going into this thinking, like, we're 100%. He's devoting his, like, whole time to me. You know, I don't know, because he's a little bit older and he's just really wanting to start start a relationship so like he can settle down sooner, you know. But for me, like, this is my first time, so I don't want to go into this too devoted in a way. Like, I'm going into this and if it works out, I'm okay with it. But, you know, like, I don't want to like pour my heart and soul, especially like when I've gone through a lot, like through these dating apps, you know. So I'm keeping an open mind and I'm making sure that I, you know, if it happens, I will put my heart and soul into the person, but I still need time to see if they're the one. And I don't think after 2 dates, you know, and being together or talking to each other for 3 and a half weeks is enough time. So yeah, it didn't work out. I think I just told him, like, you know what? I think it's just best that we don't talk anymore because right now we argue too much and I don't think we're compatible. And then, yeah, I think he got a little upset with me. And so I just hung up. I don't know, it's kind of immature of me at that time too, but I just unfriended him and blocked him and said, fuck you, basically. Because I was like, listen, you're not understanding what I'm having to say. And then you're being ridiculous. So that was Bob. I remember too, I was on Hinge and I remember him liking my picture, but I decided not to match with him because I just don't think it's my time right now, maybe with him, you know. So I just thought when the time comes and I feel ready, and let's say we do happen to meet again somehow, then I wouldn't mind. But as of right now, I just don't think it would work. I don't think he's dating anyone now, but I'm not sure. I think after that incident, we haven't talked since, and you know, it's not like we know each other like family friends or anything, so it is what it is. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. I think overall in that experience, I was being very reasonable. You know, we've been on like a date almost each week, you know, so I was like, okay, pushing back this third day should be okay, because you know, like, I have other priorities I want to take care of, especially since my cousin was, you know, it's like my best friend. Like, I want to make sure that, like, I take care of her, you know? So, yeah, so that's, I guess, date guy number one. So I'm going to take a little break, not a little break, but I'm going to put this little intermission, listen to our sponsorship at Anchor, and we'll be talking about my date number two. All right, we are moving on to guy number two. So this happened, I actually don't know when this happened, but I think this was definitely the second guy that I've talked to. Again, we were talking, where did we meet? I think we met on, no, we met on Tinder. This one I remember, we met on Tinder, we're talking. He lived like in Tampa and he had family down in South Florida. So he was like in and out. Back and forth for school and then back for the holidays. But he was a very cute guy. I mean, very good looking. He was well put together. He knew what he wanted to do in life. So that was something I liked. Again, he was a very straightforward guy. When I mean straightforward, like whatever was on his mind, he would tell you. So yeah, we mostly talked like through text message, and then we would call here and there. So yeah, he was very, I think overall he was pretty okay in terms of like how he was. Again, we didn't go into this like in terms of dating at first, you know, so again, we're just talking, and I think we've been talking for about two weeks, and then yeah, he was saying, well, I'm coming down for the holiday or for something, and he's like, you know, we should definitely meet up, and I was like, cool, like let's do that, like maybe we can go watch a movie and things like that. So yeah, so that happened, and then I remember driving somewhere. We met at Starbucks first because he's like, well, I have to work on this resume first, would you be down to maybe like go get some coffee and just, you know, hang out? And I was like, you know, sure, that'll be fine. So I remember going to Starbucks with him, and he was already there with his laptop, and I don't know why, I don't know if he could, because he was just so good looking, I was very like I was frozen. Like I literally got there and I sat down and I just like stared at him. Like my mind and my body just couldn't move. I think my brain just shut down and he just stares at me. He's like, whoa. He's like, well, this is awkward. And I'm like, oh my god, I made this so awkward. I was like, I'm so sorry, I just made an excuse. I think I said like I was just really tired and I'm just like kind of out of it. But yeah, so I sit there, we're like talking a little bit. He's very comfortable, like straightforward, as if like he's known me for years. And it's so crazy how guys like that can just talk, you know, so fluidly, or so like they're talking is just so consistent. You know, they're not awkward. They understand like who they're talking to. And I just, at that moment too, I guess, cause again, I'm at that time, I just wasn't confident and very shy. So, yeah, so again, we're sitting there working on his resume, which I don't know why I did at the time. To me, it's so fucking stupid. I should have just waited until the movie was, you know, the time of the movie, and then just watch the movie and go home. But yeah, so I spent most of my day with him. We were like sitting there drinking coffee, just working on the resume, and yeah, I remember just talking. And then what was it, I think we were there for about like 30 minutes just talking about, again, like his work and just getting to know each other a little bit. And then yeah, we head to the movie theater. We didn't buy our tickets, so we were there as like a walk-in, and we're like, hey, do you have room for two? And I remember it, we were watching Captain Marvel, and I remember them telling me, oh, like we will have one now, it would be for another like hour and a half. And at that point I was like, okay, fine, it is what it is, I don't mind. And then from there, yeah, we wait, and so we're like, what do we do to kind of stall on time? So I was like, well, we can go eat, and then after we go eat, we can, you know, just walk around. And I think this is when it started to turn very annoying. So I didn't catch this. Well, I knew he was kind of like this, but I didn't think it would affect how he was to other people. So he comes off, again, he's very straightforward, and I think sometimes he can come off a little bit too blunt and a little like arrogant. So again, or like he kind of thinks he knows everything and he tries to make you look stupid. Again, for me, I think overall I have pretty good common sense, but it was just like these tendencies to where like it kind of like bothered me, or he would make me feel kind of stupid. So I remember just to even like doing the resume, things like that, he would just like, I didn't catch it at first, but he would just kind of like say things that like were like not rude, but it's like, oh, like you didn't catch that, or like you didn't know that. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not majoring in like computer science or whatever, you know, so I don't know how this works. He's like, you know, so it kind of make you feel kind of like stupid. And I was like, whatever, like I just don't know it, like how do you, I'm like, I'm an accounting major, like this is just totally different. Or even when we went to go eat, I remember him too, where like he ordered his food first and I ordered mine. It was like a fast food place, and the card wasn't working, and so I put in my card. You know, like what people don't realize too is like before they even put in like the amount of money that they need to charge you, you honestly could just leave your card inside, because once you leave your card inside and they put in like, okay, your total is, the card will read it. I know how it works. I you know, work as a receptionist manager. I've gone to so many places and I do that all the time. Because why, like, instead of just waiting and just like for them to punch everything in, I was okay, let me just leave the card in. Once you put everything in, it will read the card. I'll put in my PIN and move on. So yeah, so I think I accidentally pressed the wrong button, because when I was reading the terminal thing, it was like, oh, press, there was like an X and there was a red, and then there was like a check mark and there was a green. So it's like four different options, so it was a little confusing. So they're like, press this button, and I accidentally pressed the wrong one. And then he's like, whoa, why would you do that? Like, you know, like you, like he's like, okay, like have you not used a card before? Like you should just, you know, you need to do this or this or this. I'm like, no, like I've used a card before, like you can just leave the card in. He's like, no, like that's not how you do it, like you just put in the wrong number, like this is why it didn't go through. And I was like, no, I accidentally clicked the wrong button. And again, it's like that little argument kind of things. So it was kind of like that too throughout our like early dinner. And he was kind of a bitch too, like honestly. I was like, he looked at my fries because he only ordered like a burger, and I remember saying like, oh, because me being a polite person, you know, I was like, do you want some? He's like, oh yeah, like I'm definitely gonna eat some. And then he ends up eating like half of my fucking fries. I was like, what the fuck? But I didn't want to be rude, you know, and because he was like, yeah, like I'm starving. I'm like, then in my mind I'm like, then go order your own fucking fries if you're that fucking hungry. But yeah, he ended up eating like half my fries, and oh, good thing he was cute, I swear. I think I was just so hypnotized by his looks, I couldn't catch all these red flags. But yeah, other than that, we're like again talking, and you know, again, it was pretty good getting to know him. But again, still coming off arrogant, talking about, you know, his, how intelligent he is and things like that, which kind of annoys me, you know. Then I remember going to like Home Goods too, and then we're just walking around, and then we sit in my car for a little bit. And at that point, he's judging my music taste, saying that my music is garbage, or this couple of the songs I have are complete garbage. And that, like, because even my eyebrows were okay, but yes, I knew I had to wax them. He even had to point it out. He's like, yeah, like, you should wax your eyebrows. And I was like, fuck you, dude, in my mind. But I was like, dude, like, I was telling him, like, I don't have time, but I definitely will get it done, you know? So like, I guess it was nice of him to mention it, like, you know, I guess. But at the same time, it like pisses me off, because I'm like, listen, you don't tell someone that, like, you know, I just, especially if you don't know me like that. I just felt like it was kind of rude. I don't know if he was just too comfortable, but I don't know, that pissed me off. And I was just, again, keeping my composure. Like, I still have to go watch a movie with him, so I don't want to cause any problems. So again, we're going, after that we go into the movie theater, we're sitting down, and you know, we're like watching the movie, and you know, overall, like, he's laughing at some parts, I'm laughing at different parts. And I could tell, it's just, I felt kind of awkward, because like I could tell, I don't know, like I just felt like we were like, he was like kind of like, it was like we were competing or like something, you know, we're like, it's just like, it's like we're like friends, but we hate each other. You know, like those friends that like are fake friends. Like, it just kind of felt like that. So again, throughout the whole movie, you know, it was Captain Marvel was okay, but towards the end, the thing that bothered me too was, so I can't see, so I don't have my glasses on, and I didn't watch the whole movie with my glasses. So like, there's like small things that like words that like they would like show on the screen, and I would be like, what does that say? And then, you know, he would get upset. He's just like, oh my god, like, can you not read? You know, things like that, or like, do not obviously understand what the story is talking about, or like kind of judging like me. And I'm like, well, I can't read it because I don't have my glasses, so I can't see. I left my glasses in the car. And he's like, oh, okay. But again, it's like that initial reaction where it's like, I say something but you get pissed, and then you want to, you know, like you want to make me feel stupid. And then, you know, it's like at the end, it's like, I, you know, it's like, why? You know, like, I don't know how he is with other people or his friends, but like, that really pissed me off. Oh my god. So like, throughout the whole day, it just like, it was just very irritating. I remember coming home and telling my mom, like, wow, that was probably the worst date I've ever had, because it was just so stressful. It felt like I had to make sure every word that I said was very articulate or very like so correct, even though again, there's just some things I can't see or do, or you know, it's like you just don't think about it. And for him to kind of correct you like that, like, is really annoying. But yeah, so after that, I just blocked him. I was like, fuck this, I'm just not dealing with him. I just, oh my god. I remember the next day we talked a little bit in the morning, but I was like, you know what, fuck you. I blocked him on Instagram. I remember blocking him on like, what was it, Snapchat, I think I had him on too. But yeah, that was terrible. I think, yeah, that's date number two, guy number two, or whatever you want to call it. But let me know what you guys think about that one. I think overall, I think I handled it pretty well. I don't want to seem like I'm a pushover, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, I don't know you. Why cause a scene? I still have to be here for another like hour and a half. You know, like, I don't want to have to like be like, fuck you guy, like, fuck you dude, and or like get a refund on my ticket or cost like a scene like that. You know, I was like, you know what, I still want to watch this movie regardless. Like, if I have to watch it with him, it's fine. Like, at least in the movie, you don't have to talk much. It was just more towards like the end, or like when I had like a couple questions, you know, because again, I couldn't see, and things like that. For him, I don't know how he's doing. I blocked him everything, and yeah, guy number two sucked butthole, pure asshole, dirty butthole, whatever you want to call it. Like, he was just a dick guy, like an arrogant douchey dude, but he was so good looking. That's just you know what, that's a problem with me. You get too into the looks sometimes, and you're just like, woof, everything else just kind of goes over your head. And then once you realize it, you're like, whoa, you're a terrible person. But yeah, taking another intermission, and we're gonna move on to the final story, which is guy number three. Okay, and moving on to the final story. This one honestly wasn't bad at all, but I just could tell that we weren't like compatible. But yeah, so this person, this guy, we'll call him, I'll say Trevor, just something random. But I think out of all of them, he was the sweetest guy. I think he knew too that just our connection wasn't meant to be. But with him, what was it? This honestly happened like months after my second date, or the second guy. So again, we were talking, I would say, for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. Very sweet conversations, getting to know each other. We met each other on Hinge, if you guys were wondering. I think I matched with him first because I was like, well, you're a pretty cute guy. I like your profile, and overall, like, you seem like you have yourself put together, which is something I really look for in a person. I think if you're career driven, you know, good looking is a plus, and you take care of yourself, like, that's just all I can ask for. You know, I feel like as a whole, because no one's gonna be perfect. So with him, you know, again, he knew my busy schedule. I told him, you know, like, oh, this was during the holiday too, because it was like near Christmas, I think. So everything was just busy at the time too. I didn't have a receptionist. I only had one. So most of the time I was watching the shop on my own. So at that time too with school, everything was just so overwhelming because I decided to take it's like an intermission class where it's like you're taking this course, which is 3 weeks. So it's a 3 week course. And so everything is, you know, compacted and tiring. And, you know, I have work, and work again is busy because it's the holiday. But yeah, he knew about that definitely. So we're talking and, you know, he brings up like, you know, we should definitely go out to dinner and things like that. So, yeah, I was like, okay, let's go. Let's find a date. Let's find a time. I'll let you know. And I think it was like December 22nd or 23rd. I told him like, listen, this is my only day available. It was on a Friday, I think, too. So I said, I'm going to be so busy after because I have an exam after Christmas. Obviously, we're close Christmas and I just have a lot of things going. I said, either we hang out now or if not, I'm not going to hang out with you until like 3 to 4 weeks later because I just had so many plans and work and, you know, things like that. So he's like, okay, fine, let's go ahead and meet up Friday. And again, he was so sweet. I think, what was it? I told him, like, let's meet halfway because he lived about 40 minutes from me, a little bit far, but again, it wasn't too bad. So I said, let's meet halfway. Like, I don't mind. He's like, no, you're busy, you're tired. I'm gonna meet, or let's meet somewhere near you. And I was like, are you sure? Like, that's gonna be a drive for you. He definitely didn't mind. He was like, no, you know, you're busy with work and I want to make sure that it's convenient for you. And so I was like, wow, like, this is a good sign. So yeah, we decided to go to this restaurant that was like right next to my shop because again, it was just easier. Because honestly, that day too, when he was waiting for me, I was like 15 minutes late, but just because I had to close the whole shop. And again, it was just super busy, but he understood. And then I remember meeting him and then at the restaurant, again, pretty cute guy, taller than me, which is a plus. And yeah, we were seated to our table. And yeah, at that point too, I think because I haven't eaten all day, I was just so like flustered. I was like, not acting crazy, but I definitely was just like, oh my god, like I can eat. At that point, I was a little bit more comfortable with myself. I was more of myself too, which I think he appreciated. So with him or with me, I am very indecisive. Like, I never know what I want. So I remember like he looked at the menu and he just knew what he wanted. And I'm just sitting there like, okay, what do I want? What do I want to eat? What am I in the mood for? And like, honestly, it took me like 10 to 12 minutes to figure out what I want. But he just sat there like smiled. And I think he found it cute, but I didn't do it on purpose. I just generally was just so like all over the place mentally. And I was just like, I need to eat, but I want to make sure I'm happy with what I'm eating. And it was a lot of back and forth with myself. But other than that, yeah, I ordered, I got a drink too, because I was like, oh, why the fuck not? He doesn't drink. I think because he used to drink a lot due to personal reasons. And so he wanted to get off of that. So I could tell he only drinks like very socially, but like on very rare occasions. We're getting to know each other. And honestly, the day went pretty well. The problem, I think, what turned south was because we're both good people and we both appreciate each other. I just could tell in our eyes like he wasn't looking for what I was looking for, or like he wasn't looking for what he was looking for and I was looking for what I was looking for, if that makes sense. Sorry, I'm like very tired. But yeah, basically like we just were too similar, and I feel like we had too many of the same interests in terms of like our preferences in a way that like we could kind of catch on with each other. So that date kind of ended up being like kind of like a friendship sort of date in a way. I don't know how to put it. Plus one thing too, I think what kind of hit off guard. So I have Twitter, and I'm not gonna lie, I use Stan Twitter. Like, I'm on Twitter, but like I follow like Selena Gomez. So she has like this kind of like, not rival, but there's this one artist I'm not gonna name that I don't like, and he happens to like this specific artist. And it's not Justin Bieber, if you're thinking about that, because if that's the case, then I would just have left. But he likes a specific artist like a lot. Like, the way I like Selena Gomez is the way he likes his artist. And so we even look at each other like, whoa, like, oh, it was just so awkward because it's like they hate each other. They don't hate each other, but like in terms of like how the fandom is, like, it's just like two opposites. So that was a little crazy. But yeah, overall, he like it's like he, we were just that date felt like we were just good friends. It was just nice too because he ended up paying for dinner, and you know, he even made some good points where I was like, wow, like, you know, like you would be such a good boyfriend to someone. Because again, we were getting dessert, but it's like this, it's called a pizookie, where it's like this cookie, baked cookie with ice cream, and they have so many different flavors. So I couldn't make up my mind, because in my mind I was like, I want all of them. I want this flavor, I want this flavor, I want this flavor. So he's like, how about this, get the sampler. The sampler comes with three different ones of your choice, so since you're indecisive, you get to pick three of them, so it gives you some more options to, you know, eat. And even me, I didn't even think about that. So I was like, wow, your attention to detail is so amazing. And it just made me so sad because I just couldn't connect with him, you know, at that level. And I don't think he could too either, in a sense. Maybe we needed a second date, but he ended up paying for dinner. I mean, I paid for tip, so you know, at least I contributed something. But after like our great conversations and things like that, I remember leaving, and we both just kind of looked at each other very kind of awkwardly. You know, it's just like once we stared at each other, we just kind of knew that like this wasn't the, like, we weren't each other's type in a sense, or like we weren't compatible like that. Like I just looked at him, he looked at me, and we just again, it was just this weird eye contact, like I could just feel it. But we hugged and then we left. And then yeah, after that day, he hasn't texted me since. Because usually too, when we talked through Hinge, he would text me every morning. He knew I had such a busy schedule, so he always made the time to call or text. He's like, hey, I know you're busy, just want to let you know that, like, I hope you have a good day, or, you know, text me when you can. Like, he would do it every morning. He would text me all the time. He was always the first one, things like that. I would text him here and there. I try to at first, you know, like first to text him in the morning, so it's not like one way. But overall, he always beat me to it, and he always texted me first. But after our date, he didn't text me. He kind of just left it as is, kind of ghosted me. Not ghosted me, but he just didn't say anything, which I found very odd, because it was just something he did so consistently. And so for, especially after our date, for him to not do it, I just didn't know if he wanted to connect or not. I thought about making kind of the first move again, and or not again, but like kind of texting first, but I just didn't know if I wanted to continue the conversation, honestly, just because I just think we both knew that it just wasn't the right time for us, you know, with each other. So yeah, I just left it there. I gave it like 2 days, and then after that, again, no response, no texting, no nothing. I was like, okay, I don't think we're both gonna text each other. I just don't think we both want to. So yeah, I just ended up unmatching him and moving forward. I mean, that's kind of it with him. It's funny too, because I think I kind of wanted to give him a second chance. I do kind of regret unmatching him, because maybe if I texted him first, he would responded, or I don't know if he would. I mean, he probably would have, but I don't know if he would tell me like, sorry, I'm not interested. And that's something I don't want to hear either. So again, I'm very afraid of rejection. But yeah, so I've seen him on a couple of dating apps, and so we never match, obviously. But yeah, I know he's probably still out there looking for someone. Hopefully he does in the future, because he's a very good guy. Maybe I should have told him that we could have been friends. But it's too late now. I already unmatched him, sadly, which I do regret. But lesson learned, I've learned to be more communicative. I've learned to just be honest with each other, because at the end of the day, you never know what's going to happen. So that's probably one of the biggest regrets I've had in terms of like my dating life, was again, him or me not responding to him first, because he's done it so much. Maybe he was kind of expecting me to do it. But who knows? Who honestly knows at this point? It's been so long. And yeah, I haven't been on any dates since. I've been texting people here and there, but you know how things go. Guys, or I think in general, they want to text, they want to get flirty, but once they get into the zone, or like get close to like, once they get to that zone, yeah, then they want to like jump off or not want to get there. You know, they're just there to flirt and kind of pull you in. But once they kind of pull you in there, then they're like, okay, never mind. So yeah, that's been my luck. That's why I've stopped going on these dating apps a lot. I kind of swipe here and there just if I get bored, but I've learned to not take it too seriously anymore because I don't know if it's just this generation of people or just how guys are overall, but yeah, guys suck. And I will forever be single and a hopeless romantic, sitting here in the closet recording, talking about why I hate guys. Probably forever until I die. But whatever. It is what it is. I'm tired. It's like 2 in the morning and I am just so over it. It's been a long time since then, but hopefully moving forward I can, you know, whatever I've taken from those 3 experiences, I definitely will take with me moving forward. It's just now me trying to find another person to go on a date with. That's kind of it. I think that's like what I'm struggling with now. It's hard. Honestly, if you guys have ever been on the dating apps, it's not the easiest and ever. Because again, it's so easy to just click or to unmatch. It's so easy to not text someone. You know, while if you're meeting someone in person, like you may see them often and that's not something you can do. So the convenience of just never seeing this person ever again is just like a push of a button. So I think that's what the issue is with, you know, guys I've talked to, me too, it's happened to me. So I'm not saying I'm fully right, but yeah, that's one thing why I'm trying to ease off of these dating apps is because I think it's a little unhealthy. I've been trying to meet people in school, but that's been difficult because at that point too, you don't know who's straight, who's bi, who's gay, you know. So it makes things a little bit tricky, you know. I try to keep a very neutral mindset, start being friends first, and then once you know, you know. If you don't, if they're straight, then it's whatever, you know, then just move on or just be friends. But yeah, I haven't had any luck so far. I'm trying to join a club, but the club that I want to join doesn't align with my schedule for school. So yeah, I think the universe is telling me that it's not my time yet and that I'm just going to be forever single. But yeah, I think everything also too happens for a reason. So maybe, yeah, again, it's not my time. But yeah, that does conclude the third guy. Let me know what you guys think about him. Yeah, so those are my 3 stories. I think those have been all of my dating. Oh yeah, that's been all of them, especially, yeah, those are the 3. And then after okay, whoa, I'm losing my train of thought. The 3 that I talked about now, then the last one I've been on date with was my Forbidden Love podcast. So he was the last guy I've been on date with, the closeted gay dude. So yeah, that is the last one. Oh, if you want an update on that, we talked again a little bit. Because I left my Dave & Buster's like jacket or shirt or whatever that I got there and I want it back. So that's why I was like slowly talking to him again because he's like, I need to take a break or whatever. And I'm like, okay, whatever. But once we started talking again, it was like as if nothing happened. And then out of nowhere, he just puts me on red and just doesn't text me anymore. So fuck him too. Oh my God, whatever. Hopefully he's just, I don't know. Just every person that pisses me off, hopefully they hit by a car or something, because fuck them. Oh, ruining my time. Okay, let's not get angry, it's so late. But yeah, those are my 3 updates, or not my 3 update, those are my 3 stories and then that mini update. But yeah, overall, let me know what you guys think. Is it me that's the problem? Is it them? Am I being reasonable? And maybe it's just timing or compatibility. Like, let me know. But yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed these stories. Definitely if I go on any more dates, I would definitely talk about those or any other experience that I do have. But yeah, until next time, hope you have a good day. Don't forget to stream Rare by Selena Gomez. And yeah, let me know what your favorite song is. My favorite all-time song from Selena is Lose You to Love Me. Best song ever, then Hands to Myself. And I don't know what my 3rd one is, but my top 2 was definitely Hands to Myself and Lose You to Love Me. But yeah, go ahead and stream those. And until next time, bye-bye.